Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, January 24th. We're talking about new intelligence that shows why Russia might want to invade Ukraine and how the U.S. is taking action now. Also, an estimated 20,000 people came together for one common cause to oppose vaccine mandates. Plus, two companies promising to address shortages and add jobs, how billionaire Mark Cuban could be helping people get affordable prescriptions, and the snow you see at this year's Winter Olympics will be different than usual. We'll explain. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy today. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. With help from the U.S., Ukraine is preparing to fight off a potential Russian invasion. About 170 tons of American weapons, ammunition, and more tools arrived in Kiev over the weekend. Overall, the U.S. has provided $650 million in defense equipment and services to Ukraine in the past year. That's the most it has ever given to that country. Other NATO members have sent weapons, too, and the British government sent in troops to train Ukraine's military. That said, the U.S. is still hoping Ukraine won't have to use any of it. American diplomats are still trying to convince Russia to de-escalate the situation at the Ukrainian border. Russia now reportedly has more than 120,000 troops surrounding Ukraine from the north, east, and west. Remember, President Biden has said if Russia really does decide to attack, it will face tough consequences. And CNN reports the Defense Department is now working on a series of military options for Biden, should he need them. Also, the U.S. State Department announced it's starting to clear out the American embassy in Kiev. That starts with non-essential staff and family members. The State Department is also urging any other Americans who might be in Ukraine to leave the country now. But officials say the decision is just out of an abundance of caution, not that there's actually an increased threat against Americans. It looks like Russia already has a plan to install a pro-Russian government in Ukraine. That's according to new intelligence out of the UK. It also says Russia has already chosen a potential candidate, a former Ukrainian lawmaker who was voted out of office and whose party now has no seats in parliament because it didn't have enough support. Britain also named several other Ukrainian politicians it said had links with Russian intelligence involved in planning an invasion. As the New York Times reports, this was a highly unusual disclosure by British intelligence officials. And here in the U.S., officials say they believe the intelligence is correct. But Russia's government says none of it is true. And it says the UK and other NATO countries are really the ones escalating tensions in Ukraine. To be continued. Back home in the U.S., a wildfire is burning through the scenic area of Big Sur on the California coast. More than 500 people had to evacuate over the weekend, and part of the historic Pacific Coast Highway had to shut down in both directions. Photos online show big flames around the iconic Bixby Bridge. That's often featured in movies and TV shows, like HBO's Big Little Lies. The fire started on Friday in the Palo Colorado Canyon. Then, strong winds pushed it toward the coast on Saturday. Thankfully, since then, firefighters have made some progress. The fire is now 35% contained. As AccuWeather reports, wildfires are very rare this time of year, but the weather conditions were right for it. Wind advisories were in effect, and the region isn't expecting rain for another month. It's tough for firefighters, too, since the area is known for its winding turns and dramatic cliffs. Still, they're promising to keep working it from the ground and the sky. And they've called in crews from other parts of the state to help out. Thousands of people from all around the country marched on our nation's capital, from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial. They were there protesting COVID-19 vaccine mandates, even though it was especially cold in Washington, D.C. Some protesters say they are facing mandates because of where they live, work, or go to school. Others say they don't have to get vaccinated now, but they are worried vaccine mandates might be coming for them. A group of men wearing gear from the extremist group Proud Boys got into a shouting match with some counter-protesters, but overall, the rally was mostly peaceful. Police didn't report any arrests or significant incidents. By the way, this march came 2 days after the CDC released its first studies based on real-world evidence that show vaccines are giving people strong protection against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It said people who got fully vaccinated with either the Pfizer or Moderna shots and then got a booster were able to stay out of the hospital 90% of the time. Still, about 1 in 5 American adults aren't vaccinated. Tens of thousands of federal workers can expect a raise soon. Federal agencies were told to start implementing a $15 an hour minimum wage. Before now, the minimum wage for federal contractors was just less than $11 an hour. But because of an executive order President Biden signed last year, it's going up. That means about 70,000 workers from mainly the USDA, Defense Department, and Department of Veterans Affairs will all start making more money. The rule will take full effect next week. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a quick word from our sponsor.
I'm so excited to tell you about this sponsor because I've already been using Seed's Daily Symbiotic for at least a year now, thanks to a friend's recommendation, and I too love it. It's a 24-strain prebiotic plus probiotic that supports digestive health, it supports healthy skin, it promotes heart health, and so much more. It's actually clinically and scientifically studied, so you know you're getting the real deal. When I first started taking Seed, I was pregnant, and even pregnant, I felt great. So I haven't stopped taking it since, as whole body health continues to be a priority for me. Plus, I appreciate that Seed cares about the earth. In your first purchase, you'll get a glass jar that is refillable. Then your monthly refills are delivered in compostable, biodegradable, and recyclable packaging. And right now, you can get 15% off your first month's supply of Seed's Daily Symbiotic by visiting seed.com/newsworthy or by using code newsworthy at checkout. I take mine every morning. Again, go to seed.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout.
Two American companies are promising to create thousands of jobs with new factories. For starters, chipmaker Intel says it will tackle the global chip shortage by investing $20 billion in two factories. We've told you about the shortages of chips before, the ones that power everything from cars to home appliances to cell phones. Now, Intel says these two factories at one site in Ohio should help. Also, they'll bring more tech jobs to the area. The 1,000-acre site is expected to make 3,000 company jobs and 7,000 construction jobs. Construction is supposed to start this year and start making chips by the end of 2025. Also bringing in more jobs is General Motors. News outlets say the automaker is expected to announce this week it will invest $6.5 billion in electric vehicle and battery plants in Michigan. It's another step in GM's plan to become carbon neutral by the year 2040. Reuters says GM is teaming up with LG Energy Solution to fund a battery factory in Lansing, Michigan, and a plant in the Orion Township that will make its electric Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierra trucks. GM says these plants will make 4,000 jobs. Billionaire investor Mark Cuban is launching an online pharmacy that promises to slash prescription drug prices. Cuban says cost-plus drugs will buy more than 100 medications directly from the manufacturers, allowing them to sell at lower prices. One of those drugs is a treatment for leukemia that normally costs about $10,000 a month. Cost-plus drugs offers it at $47 a month. But it's not a charity. Mark Cuban and his company acknowledge they are turning a profit, too. There's a 15% markup on the drugs, a small pharmacist fee, and the cost to ship, too. Plus, they don't take insurance, meaning you've got to pay out of pocket. But it still means a smaller price tag for those buying the generic drugs. By the way, Cuban says if you don't see the meds you need online yet, you might soon. The company is working to add more drugs as quickly as they can. Plus, the company is working on a Dallas, Texas factory to open before the end of the year. The world is mourning the loss of two beloved entertainers who both passed away. First, Meatloaf, the singer with some monstrous hits, died from COVID-19. He's considered one of the greatest rock singers of all time. You may remember one of his biggest hits, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. And his 1977 album, Bat Out of Hell, sold 65 million copies. He also won a Grammy for Best Solo Rock Vocal Performances. Meatloaf also starred in a ton of movies and TV shows like The Rocky Horror Picture Show and Fight Club. He was 74 years old. Also, the veteran comedian Louis Anderson passed away from cancer. Anderson was a force to be reckoned with on stage and on screen for decades. He won an Emmy in 2016 for his role in Baskets and then two daytime Emmys for his work in Life with Louis. On stage, he scored half a dozen stand-up specials over the years. Anderson also wrote several best-selling books. He was 68 years old. For the first time, this year's Winter Olympics will rely completely on man-made snow, since Beijing doesn't have enough of the real stuff on the ground or in the mountains. Artificial snow has been used at Winter Games in the past, but usually there's a mix of real and fake snow. This time, it's all fake, and China promises there will be enough to support events like snowboarding and skiing. But experts worry it could make water even more scarce than it already is, since Beijing has been dealing with a shortage. China reportedly needs as much as 2 million cubic meters of water to make enough snow to cover ski runs and access roads during the games. That's enough water to fill 800 Olympic-sized swimming pools. There are some positive points to using man-made snow, though, like it's more firmly packed and makes for more consistent ski slopes. Also, the man-made snow will be around even after the Olympic Games are over. China wants to make Beijing an upscale winter holiday destination to try to pull the region out of poverty. That's it for your main news today. Now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. New year probably means new health insurance, and that usually means new doctor. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, getting you in touch with the doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time tracking down your brother's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended, but who's out of your network. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. The verified patient reviews allow you to see what other real humans had to say about their visit. So when you walk into that doctor's office, you'll see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that is right for you, and book an appointment that works for your schedule, either in person or on a video visit. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, booking doctor appointments pain-free. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. Tax filing season kicks off today, and already the IRS is in crisis mode. An IRS watchdog says the agency could take even longer than last year to get your refund. So why the delay? Like so many other places, the IRS is facing a worker shortage. Plus, the agency is starting tax season with a backlog because of millions of unprocessed returns from last year. And this year brings new challenges. Taxpayers will have to show monthly child tax credit payments and stimulus payments they got last year, both adding to the IRS workload. You can do your part to try and speed it up, though. The Treasury Department suggests filing your tax returns as soon as you can. Another heads up, you may have to send a selfie with your tax return this year. If you need to log into the IRS's website, a simple username and password doesn't cut it anymore. You'll have to create an account with a third-party identity verification company called ID.me. That requires a government document with a picture, like a driver's license or passport, and a selfie video. If you already have an IRS account, it will work through this summer. But after that, you'll have to make a new one with ID.me. All right, thank you for listening today and every day. Erica will be back soon with much more news to know. For now, have a great day.